Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of June, recording at 8:34 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. The European stock markets were really soft early on in the day, largely due to the fact that the oil price has been trading just beneath that $60 level pretty much all day, and most other commodity markets were really quite strong. Euro is hitting here again today. But Wall Street has staged a bit of a bravura performance here again today. It had been down 45 points or so on the Dow at the most. But has recovered that and actually shows a small gain on the day currently. And what else to mention? In bonds, the US bonds softened again here today, but closed well off the lows, as did the Euro bunds. But there has been some nervousness in that bond market recently. And elsewhere, the dollar very strong today. Now that had a big downward dynamic on Friday, but it recovered, not all of it, but most of it, in here today. So that's interesting. And precious metals, which had stormed ahead earlier in the day, were pegged back, particularly silver. Gold, though, showed a modest gain at the end of the day, and platinum extended its upward break. Okay, let's go back to the beginning here. And what about these stock markets overall? The Asian markets generally firm, another new high by India, and that helped the JP Morgan Fleming India Fund. That's the one that I own and that some of you hold. A number of other subscribers have an India fund listed in New York. But both the Indian index and the JP Morgan Fleming India Fund they pushed to new highs in here again today. They're looking a little bit stockish, but then the long-term trend is so good that every time I feel, well, maybe it's time to take some profits up here, I find that resistible. It really does depend on Wall Street, and as long as Wall Street is steady to going higher, then I would expect India to remain one of the top performers more often than not. Elsewhere, resources stocks were, well, the energy stocks, I should say, were pretty firm in here today. Some of the resources stocks did well earlier on, but then we had a little bit of profit taking in that sector. Among the European stock markets, the biggest reversal occurred in Italy. And that was down nearly 1.5%, 477 points on the S&P MIB. But that I would expect that to open firmer here on the heels of this Wall Street action, assuming Wall Street doesn't slip sharply in the last 20 minutes or so of trading here today. But overall, for stock markets, I think got to say that most of them are reasonably steady. Wall Street had been struggling, but had a reasonably good day on Friday, and seems to be maintaining that in here again today. European stock markets look overextended and have seen some loss of momentum overall, but downside risk would probably be limited to a consolidation unless Wall Street were to fall back as well. I think it's a tough call in here. I think it's basically a dangerous environment. So I like the markets that I regard as high quality. And Asia would be at the top of my list. Then resources markets. You've got emerging resources, important emerging resources markets such as Brazil, reasonably steady in here. And then you've got Australia, another bravura performance that had led or gave a very good signal. Let me go back to what I said first, that had led the bull run in global stock markets among developed country markets, along with New Zealand, from really March 2003 right on into March of this year. when it broke down quite sharply a little later than New Zealand. New Zealand gave the earlier signal, and was came back. Both markets came back quite sharply, but then have been improving in recent weeks. Say Australia getting right back up and hitting a new high. And I had a query on that on the in among the emails, and had a look at the components, and the banks were right up there with the oil shares in terms of leadership. Now, as long as the Australian financials are doing that well, I would not be overly worried here. Rather the opposite. It's a market that's shown incredibly good relative strength for over 2.5, well, no, 2.25 years, and remains in extremely good form, and it is a good story still. Now, moving on to bonds. Bonds have certainly wobbled in here in recent weeks. We've seen the break in a number of upward trends. I think pretty much all of them, as a matter of fact. This is hardly surprising given the advance that bonds had seen from their March lows. My feeling is that these moves still look extremely overextended, and that there's very little value here in government bonds, unless you think that GDP growth is just going to continue to slow down and we're heading towards a global recession. I don't feel that way at all. I think the US economy will continue to muddle through at something above 3%. Asian growth will remain strong. Emerging markets growth generally strong. Asian growth ex Japan, I should say, quite strong. And even Japan might surprise on the upside. It's just Europe that's the major soft spot and likely to remain in a bit of a crisis of confidence and indecision and political impasse for a while longer, for sure. So I don't think bonds represent good value. I'm happy to remain short US Treasuries and JGBs. Now, in the currencies, I am a little bit surprised to see the dollar rally this strongly in here again today. Now, it's currently trading, well, the euro is trading at 121.45 against the dollar. That's a euro down 141 ticks, and the dollar is back up to 109.33 against the Japanese yen. And I did mention earlier that it recovered, oh, I think about 80% of what we saw on the downside in terms of the US dollar index. Now, when I saw the dollar index a week on Friday, I nipped in and picked up a little of the Australian dollar and New Zealand dollar against the greenback. That was looking okay this morning, but not this evening. They've slipped back, although not substantially overall. But as I am surprised to see the dollar this strong in here today. I could understand it being against the euro, but generally, I was of the view that we'd seen, or that we would continue to see resistance up near that 90 level for the US dollar index. That may still be the case. It got up to within, I think, at least 3/4 of a point of that level, and then backed off last week, as you may recall. But that will have an influence on some of these other markets, not least the precious metals, although gold has emerged from being just a US dollar story, as you know. And gold last week, it hit new highs against a number of other reserve currencies. And therefore, I would expect it to hold up better in the face of any additional dollar gains than we would have expected, say, in previous years. But obviously, the precious metals would do even better if the dollar were to stop going up and start coming off a bit more. Now, among the precious metals, the star performer here today by the close was platinum. It didn't close up a whole lot, but on the July contract, which is about to expire, that closed just above the $900 level. Bit of a round of phobia number there, but we are in backwardation here, and last week's upside breakout appears to be decisive. It's the third day that we've seen gold above the, platinum above the breakout point and extending gains, and therefore this looks like a good move, and I was tempted to increase my long position a little bit. Since platinum came back towards the end of the day, anybody who's interested in that market ought to be able to pick it up a little bit more cheaply than I bought the October contract here today. And what else can I mention for you that's important? Soybeans. Soybeans had a good run earlier on in the day, but then still closed up, but gave back a slug of that gain, but still pretty strong here at 757.5 on the November contract. Again, I've got a long position there, but not as big as my original long position in the July contract had been, because November soybeans are starting to take off. When I picked it up, I didn't have a chance to add on any softening as I normally like to do. And crude oil, last but not least. I mean, this is an important story here. Currently trading spot crude at $59.29. And so certainly looking at that $60 level. Now, we do not have a backwardation. So in my view, there's a fair amount of future speculation going on as far as the strength is concerned. But additionally, there's no doubt that the demand for oil continues to grow at a very rapid rate. And you know my view, I maintain that this is a secular bull market, and that energy is the most interesting of the various supply and elasticity trades, but they are all interesting. And led by energy, okay, but precious metals have come back into form recently, and I'd expect further gains there over the next few months. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the industrial metals, some of the industrial metals at least, stage additional gains as well. And I think that's it, folks. Those are the main highlights. Ah, corn. Corn, I noticed just at a glance a second ago, and corn reached another one of my profit-taking levels. I mentioned one of them in the comment of the day. I'll pick up the second one in here when I do the summary tomorrow. All the best.